And finally, to Pakistan, where at least four people are killed in a car bombing in the provincial capital of Balochistan. Quetta City's Deputy Inspector General says an explosives-laden car was blown up in one of the busiest areas. The powerful blast rocked the whole area, smashing windows of buildings and shops nearby. No person or group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet. Quetta has been plagued by sectarian violence, targeted killings, kidnappings, and militant attacks. Militants there have long demanded more autonomy and a greater share of Balochistan's natural resources. Militant groups have seemingly operated with impunity. Security forces are said to have turned a blind eye to their attacks and kidnappings. Let's bring in our correspondent, Mohammed Touri, in order to paint us a picture of what is going on there. Mohammed Touri, tell us what happened, and of course, what are we looking at in terms of the repercussions of the blast?
Al-Kawi, again, Balochistan's provincial capital was targeted by this bomb, and obviously it's for the law enforcement agencies, it's a concern, and it's an indication that the days ahead will be very hard as far as the law and order situation in the province of Balochistan is concerned, and particularly in the holy month of Muharram. We have seen these surge in the bomb blasts across the country happened particularly in the September and now in October, when the government started dialogue with insurgents. But when it comes to the province of Balochistan, the case is a bit different, because this province is prone to two different forms of violence. One is through pro-Taliban militants and banned outfits, and another is by the Baloch separatists who are fighting with the Pakistani forces. And despite that, this province has been hit by a record 7-point-something earthquake, which was devastating. Particularly, it brought a disaster in the Awaran district and Mushki district. But despite all this, these separatists and the Pakistan army clashes are going on. We are getting news on almost daily basis from these groups. As far as the other part of the country is concerned, that violence is different. But when it when we talk about the federal government's initiations, then obviously on both the fronts, we did not see any kind of calm or any kind of stop in these attacks so far. Yes, Kaveh.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Mohammed Touri, correspondent, talking to us there from Karachi. Thank you.